Poročilo.
Ko abnormalno postane normalno. Slovenijo je obiskal Majed Abu Salama, palestinski novinar, aktivist in predavatelj. V svojem mariborskem predavanju je spregovoril o življenju pod okupacijo, solidarnosti, upletenosti mednarodnih organizacij ter številnih drugih temah. Rojen je bil v Gazi in zgodbo svojega življenja v največjem svetovnem zaporu, kot Gazo sam imenuje, deli skozi svoje novinarsko delo in predstavitvene turneje. Izhaja iz družine beguncev, ki je sodelovala pri ustanovitvi Džabalije, največjega begunskega tabora na palestinskih ozemljih.
My name is Majed Abu Salama. I'm a human being as everybody of you, but I was born in a prison called Gaza. And in a country called Palestine, so they called me a Palestinian. You know, I'm a refugee because my grandfather and my grandmother had left their land and their place, because their village, because they have been ethnically cleansed by the Zionist lobby, which is a group of extreme, what they call themselves the liberal group, you know, an extreme group, which they took the... They took like the weapons of the British, and with the help of the Czech and some other countries, and they started taking out our people. So the ethnic cleansing is our rights, our lands, our villages, everything. What left for us is the keys and some documents that we have a land. It's just a bit, just like a couple of kilometers away from Gaza, and we cannot live there. So we come back, we go in there, we establish a refugee camp. Then I was born in this refugee camp. My camp is in a very tight area next to the border, so we almost live on daily attack. You know, you don't have, we don't have that much fun, except the fun of the drones and the F-16 and the shooting every day and the bombing every day, which already increasing. As everybody here, like anybody can look online and they can see hashtag, because you don't use a lot of Twitter, you know, in the Arab world we use a lot of social media and Twitter, so anybody can check hashtag Gaza under attack, and they will see that we have almost daily attacks. Just 2 days ago, there was about 5 people were injured, 3 of them were children.
Sama majhnost ozemlja Gaze je ob številnem prebivalstvu težko predstavljiva. Majed nam je opisal omejenost, ki se le še poveča s tako imenovanim tamponskim območjem ob meji z Izraelom.
Gaza, to go from the north to the south, it's 25 minutes drive. Tell me 25 minutes drive with a car, it's almost like 35-40 kilometers, right? So this is Gaza. 35 to 40 kilometers here, and from the north it's 7 kilometers to 8, let's say. From the south it's 9 to 10 kilometers. Okay? So this is Gaza. Like when you look at Gaza, you can go outside Gaza from the north to the south and come back from the other direction with 40 minutes. And they live inside this area, 1.8 million people. The point that is also as much as small in this area, you know, our prison, I tell you, with all the Israeli, this is sea, but it's different. We will tell about you later. In this area, it's very different, because in this area, we have the buffer zone. This buffer zone is illegal, as a lot of things. The apartheid war is illegal. The settlements in West Bank is illegal. The buffer zone is illegal. The human rights violations that Israel is doing against Palestine is illegal. The electricity that is cut against the Palestinian Gaza, it's illegal. The imprisoning and detaining children in the West Bank every day is illegal.
V učinki omenjene tamponske cone se ne kažejo le v dodatnem omejevanju svobodnega gibanja, ampak je meja na več mestih postavljena tako, da zajame vodne vire, ki so posledično preusmerjeni na izraelska ozemlja in palestincem onemogočajo pridelavo hrane in s tem samo oskrbo.
Gaza was one of the strongest, like the one of the most important export for them was orange, limon and clementine, and they were taking it outside. But you know Israel, what they did? They cut it all, because they bulldozed all the forest which was close to the borders because of their security. Because everything, security in Israel is very important. Buffer zone is taking out of Gaza is also another, it's 350 meters, that's what they're saying. But in reality, it's 1 kilometer. So 1 kilometers out, let's say, all this area here. And that is not alone in the land, also in the sea. According to Oslo, there has to be 20 miles for fishermen to fish in our sea. Fishermen in Gaza are should act in 3 miles. Anybody can imagine what 3 miles, how many fish you can find in 3 miles. Okay? So this is how it works.
Leta 1947 je Generalna skupščina Združenih narodov pripravila predlog o razdelitvi ozemlja na dve državi, z Jeruzalemom pod mednarodnim nadzorom. Že do leta 1949 je Izrael zavzel 20% ozemlja, ki naj bi glede na načrtovano razdelitev pripadalo Palestini. Nezmožnost nadzora nad situacijo strani Združenih narodov se v prihodnjih letih le nadaljuje. Prazne besede in neizpolnjene obljube si sledijo brez učinka. Vsakršno delovanje je le simbolno. Leta 2013 je bilo tako razglašeno za leto solidarnosti s Palestinci in Majed pove, kako se je to pokazalo v vsakdanu palestinskega prebivalstva.
Since the UN partition plan in 1948, since that time I have my right to return. I have my right to still determination. I have my right to live as a normal human being. I have my right to live with the electricity more than 4 hours or for more than 6 hours. I have the right to have a shower with the clean water. I have a right to have to drink from the tap. You know, I have a right to travel. I have a right to live as a normal human being. But this is not working. The United Nations said we're gonna make something for the Palestinians. As every time, they just wanna be passionate about us, but it's good, you know. Whatever they're making, we are thankful to anyway that anybody will do anything for the Palestinians. So they said 2014 is the solidarity year with the Palestinian people. So we make this thing, but despite that, the solidarity year is going on and more attacks is going against Palestinians in Gaza.
Organizacija Združenih narodov stoji tudi za ustanovitvijo Agencije za pomoč palestinskim beguncem, krajše UNRWA. Agencije od leta 1949 beguncem, ki so bili zaradi uničenja kot posledice palestinsko-izraelskega konflikta prisiljeni v zapustitev domov, zagotavlja izobrazbo, zdravstveno oskrbo in druge storitve socialne varnosti. Kljub temu Majed izpostavi, da je nujen kritičen pogled na njeno delovanje, saj so velike količine denarja porabljene že za samo zagotavljanje varnosti zaposlenih.
Let's say United UNRWA. UNRWA is spending a lot of money on their security of the foreigner stuff, international stuff of them. So every international stuff that comes, he will take $15,000 each month, you know, and he will take cars and securities, and he is not allowed to eat in any place except the richest place in Gaza and all these things. So I don't perceive it that well, because since Oslo till now, 70% of the aid coming from Europe, when they say that coming to the BA, let's say, to the Palestine Authority, 70% of this aid coming to Palestine Authority for security. Because all this aid going, like let's say, Norway give aid, they give 70 million krona just a couple of months ago for what? For security of Israel. Imagine EU, they give it for, like even USA, when they give this money for it, it's for their security of Israel. And that is really funny. For that reason, we ask for this organization's ask for something called self-determination in development. How we as Palestinians have our self-determination in development. So we don't need someone coming from Vienna to tell us what to do in Palestine, you know?
Na vsak dan palestincev in njihovo svobodo gibanja ima poleg Izraela vpliv tudi druge soseda, in sicer Egipt. Ta je z ZDA in Izraelom sprejel dogovor o meji s Palestino, za občasno odprtje katere je nujno soglasje vseh podpisnic.
Egypt has a huge role when it comes to Gaza, because they have the last border when Israel is closing all the border is Egypt. You know, but Egypt has a huge responsibility, because in the end, even the Rafah border, which I went out of it, it has they have an agreement called the Rubai, the quarter agreements, which has Egypt, Israel, the US, and the Arab universities states or something. So they are all agreed that they have, the four of them have to agree on opening this border. So yeah, they should agree, because Egypt has all the south border with Gaza. So for example, when we have a gap with electricity, with oil, with like shortage on some products, Palestinian young people they made tunnels under the Gaza, under the borders of Egypt, and they brought things through the tunnels. Even though hundreds of friends of us, like and people, they were killed, they were murdered under, like, because of the collapse of the tunnels on them. But we have to survive, and this is what we do. Sometimes fishermen, let's say, you know, they go to Egypt through the sea, they smuggle themselves, and they shoot at them through the Egyptian and the Israelis to bring us some fish to bring it to Gaza, you know. And that is how it works. Egypt has a huge impact and ties with Palestine, because also Egypt has when it comes till 67, Egypt was controlling Gaza before, like, and then Israel occupied it after the 67, after the Arab Israeli war. So this is why Egypt has a huge ties, and it still will have a huge ties. And Egypt, if they're gonna decide to cut the agreements with Israel, then they might can solve the problems, and they could let people come and go, and they might. That's the problem with Egypt now. We're trying to replace Egypt than Israel, so we'll not be fully controlled by our oppressor, which is Israel. We'll have some ties with Egypt where we can bring things through the Egyptian borders.
Situacija, v kateri je svoboda gibanja in neverjetno število drugih pravic omejena, se v najbolj skrajnem primeru pokaže v tem, da stvari, ki bi jih večinoma opisovali kot abnormalne, postanejo normalne. Majed zaključi z opisom posttraumatskega sindroma, s katerim se sooča veliko število Palestincev.
This is what we all Palestinians experience. This is the PTSD. It's post-trauma disorder. This is post-trauma where everything is abnormal, become normal for you. So we have more than 90% of people in Gaza, they have this post-trauma, where they just used to the abnormal thing to be normal, and the normal things will be abnormal. You know something that, you know, if there is two, like one day happens or 2 days where they will not be shooting in Gaza, or there will not be drones in the sky of Gaza, we'll be wondering, do they have holiday? Like, do they really, like, we will be worried about the Israelis.
Off poročilo je pripravila Zala.
Poročilo.